Well, hello and God bless you. This is Pastor Emery Moss opening up the program tonight, the Evangel Echoes Prayer Line, and just such a blessing to be here with you here on a nice, rather brisk, cool night. But we just praise the Lord for all that he brings and for this wonderful day and night that is upon us now. Praise the Lord. Looking forward to having just a real interesting and fascinating program tonight. Sister Moss is not with me, but I do have a fella by the name of Dave Armstrong who is with us, and he's going to be sharing some information on the Jehovah's Witnesses. And so we want you to stay tuned and be right back with us after we hear from just one of my favorite songs, and you can tell by now because I just asked for it to be played all the time. The sky is the limit. The sky's the limit. Wonderful song, and how true that song is for those of us who serve the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. The sky is the limit. We should not limit ourselves in our service to Jesus Christ. The sky is the limit. Truly it is. As we serve the Lord and do the things that he requires of us. This is Pastor Emery Moss with you tonight, opening up the Evangel Echoes prayer line. And I have Dave Armstrong with me, and he's going to be here with me until about 1:15. And we will be discussing the subject of the Jehovah's Witnesses. So if ever there was a time that you wanted to get a pen, pencil, or paper, and your Bible's handy, now is the time. Also, we want you to get ready to ask any question that you may have concerning this group. Dave is with us, and he'll be answering the questions tonight. And the number to call to be on the air is 838-0370. That's 838-0370. The off-the-air number to reach our off-the-air counselors in case you can't get on the air right away. You can still ask your questions to a counselor off the air, and they'll bring it here to us. And the off-the-air counselor's number is 272-4200. That's 272-4200. So please call. Once again, the on-the-air number, 838-0370. That's 838-0370. And we're talking about the Jehovah Witnesses with Dave Armstrong. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
Just fine.
All right. Good to have Dave with us. And Dave Armstrong is from an association which is called the Christian Worldview Association. Dave, tell us a little bit about Christian Worldview.
Well, we're a group of 11 people from different churches, men and women, different ages, different theologies to an extent. And we're just interested in evangelism and promoting a Christian way of looking at all areas of life.
All right. Sounds very good. Christian worldview. Sounds like there's an attempt to make sure that Orthodox Christianity is represented from a biblical point of view. How long has your organization been in existence?
Actually, we're quite young. We're only about 7 months. And we're still working out exactly what our nature is, but I know the group of people we have is real committed to the Lord, and it's exciting to work with them.
All right, real good, real good. All right, we're going to be talking about Jehovah's Witnesses, and Dave, might as well ask you the lead-in question, which is exactly who are the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult, a Christian cult, that derived from the doctrines of Arianism, which was a heresy in the 4th century of the church. Basically, they state that Jesus is not God, but rather he's God's first and greatest creation, and the Holy Spirit is not God. They deny the Trinity, as well as several other major doctrines of faith. So they're a Christian cult.
What makes them a cult, or what would make any group a cult group? What do you mean by, and what do you mean by a Christian cult?
It's a group claiming to be Christian, yet denying the nature of God or salvation or the nature of man, is what most cult researchers take that view. But they're claiming to be Christian and denying the whole history of doctrine that's developed over 1900 years of church history. Mm-hmm. That would include groups like Mormons, Christian Science, Unity, and The Way International.
Okay, so there are a number of groups that fit into that category of being cultic.
I think there's about 3,000 or so at this
wow.
point.
That's really something when you think of the number of these groups. What about the leadership of the Jehovah Witnesses? As I understand, who was the founder of the group?
Founder is a man named Charles Taz Russell. Mm-hmm. He's born in 1852, and he developed a number of influences from several sources, including the early Adventists. I don't think they're a cult. I don't want to get into
okay.
that. that's where he got his interest in prophecy and predicting the future when Jesus was coming back. And they went on to develop a number of false doctrines. Mm. They began around 1870. That's when it started.
I had heard or read somewhere that the follower of Russell actually wrote more in terms of volume of literature than Russell did himself, his particular successor. Could you tell me a little bit about him? Who was his successor?
Okay, his name was Joseph Franklin Rutherford, known as mm-hmm. Judge Rutherford.
Yeah.
And the thing about him was his personality kind of determined the way that the group would go. He was very, like a dictator, very boisterous and flamboyant, are the words used to describe him. He would appear on the radio and have debates with Christians and rail against Christianity, say we're all, what they call Christians is Christendom, or we're the whore of Babylon and other
wow.
other complimentary terms like that.
That's pretty complimentary, yeah.
So he kind of set the tone for kind of like there's a type of personality type that tends to be predominant within the group.
Uh-huh. Who is their current leader?
His name is Frederick Franz. He's 96 years old. Unless he's died and I haven't heard of it, I haven't personally.
Yeah.
He's been president since 1977.
Okay.
So he's only been the fourth president in their history.
All right. Here's a crucial question. You know, there are many people in the city of Detroit, elsewhere, who haven't read the Bible, haven't really studied it, and the Jehovah Witnesses, of course, they sweep the neighborhoods. They go from door to door. And there are many people, even Christians, or those who would claim at least to be Christians, who allow the Jehovah Witnesses to come into their home and to teach them the Bible. And it seems like maybe, and you and I were talking about this earlier, maybe they view the Jehovah Witnesses as just another Christian denomination. What do we have that would tell us crucially and show us in a very decisive way that the Jehovah Witnesses are not a Christian group?
Well, they would deny, I have a list here, they deny about 18 different items that Christians believe in. This is for anyone who thinks that this is a Christian group is going to get a quick education here, because this is what they do not believe in. Deity of Christ, Christ's eternal existence, that he was worshipped, Jesus' physical and visible second coming, his physical resurrection, the Trinity. They deny that God is all-loving, that God is omniscient and omnipresent. They believe in more than one God when it comes down to it. So that's denying monotheism. Mm-hmm. They deny the deity of the Holy Spirit, the personality of the Holy Spirit. Deny salvation by grace through faith alone. Christ's complete atonement. They deny that all Christians go to heaven. That's the doctrine of 144,000.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Many people have probably heard of that. They deny the existence of the soul after death as a conscious entity. They deny the existence of hell, and they teach that enemies can be hated. Other things too. Those are some major ones.
That you should hate your enemies. You say this is what they teach.
Yeah, they. I can document that. If someone is, the way they put it, if they hate God, then we can hate them. We're not obliged to love people that are enemies of God.
Uh-huh. I understand also that they deny belief in eternal hell.
Yes.
Is it? Mm.
That's right. The belief. It's called annihilationism.
Uh-huh.
There's no torment after death. You're obliterated out of existence. You're gone. There's no hell.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus taught very explicitly about that. Much as we don't like to think about it, it's definitely a biblical doctrine, right out of our Lord's mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. In fact, I read where Jesus mentions hell more than heaven in Scripture.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but it sounds pretty accurate.
Mm. All right. The number to call, 838-0370, 838-0370. Dave Armstrong with us tonight from Christian Worldview Association. And if you have any questions for Dave, please call in. That's 838-0370. The off-the-air counselors can be reached at 272-4200. And both of our lines are full, and so we're going to give some questions to Dave right now. You're on the air.
Yes, you've asked a question that I had called to ask about whether or not the Jehovah's Witnesses believed in Jesus as the Christ hit.
Okay.
But I do have another question I would like to ask.
Okay.
That he touched upon the Seventh-day Adventists.
Mm-hmm.
What makes them a cult?
Okay. Well, actually, Dave did not say that they were a cult.
Oh.
Yeah, he did not say that they were a cult. I'm going to let him comment on that, though. He did not say that they were a cult. He said that that Russell got some of his information or direction from the Seventh-day Adventists, but he did not say that they were a cult.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what about that, Dave? Maybe some clarification.
Yes, I'm definitely not saying that. I already stated that, and I'll say it again. Seventh-day Adventists are not a cult. They do believe in annihilationism, I know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I wouldn't consider a group a cult because they deny the existence of hell.
Okay.
They would have to deny the deity of Christ or the nature of salvation, which Seventh-day Adventists do not. I consider them brothers in Christ.
Yes, and in fact, it was interesting, a book that you have, that I have read, and a guy that you and I are both familiar with, a cult expert, Walter Martin, also in studying the Seventh-day Adventists, did not say that they were a cult. He recognized them to be a Christian group, a Christian denomination. But however, just as you have cited, there are some teachings that he pointed to, like annihilation and others, that we should be careful about, some areas where they are not accurate, but he did not say that they were a cult.
Yeah, Walter Martin would consider them what he calls aberrational teaching in some respects, but not cultic.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to take this question to Dave. I understand that he gave a definition of cult. Okay, number one, I would like to know his definition of cult again. And also, I have a comment about the Way International. So could you tell me your definition of cult again, Dave?
I define a Christian cult,
okay,
to be specific, as a group that claims to be Christian but denies central doctrines of orthodoxy, such as God, man, and salvation.
Okay, and you found that true to be with the Way International?
Yes, they're similar in many ways to Jehovah's Witnesses, although I'm not an expert on them.
Okay, well, let me give you a little background information on them, because I know some people who are associated with them, and also I, at one time, was associated with them. Dr. Werewolf, which is the founder of the Way International, teaches strictly from the King James Version of the Bible, and he bases his teachings on the first century church, which dealt with the apostles, you know, Apostle Paul and Peter and so forth and so on.
Yes.
And the one thing that he did emphasize was to go to the Word and study it to show yourself to be approved of, a true workman unto God, not needing being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And what he commented on that, what he meant by that was to go into your little Bible, helps you study help, such as the Strong's and a little concordance and the Young's Concordance, to find out actually what the words of the Bible at that time, the Orientalisms of the world meant, okay, because the Eastern culture is very much different from our culture. Can you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you a follower of the Way International?
No, I am not. I'm a follower of Jesus.
Okay. Are you saying that the Way International is a Christian group?
It is very much Christian.
Okay. Let's have Dave comment on that.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
That's not true. The Way International denies the Trinity. They deny that Jesus is God. And the Holy Spirit, I'm not sure right off the top of my head, but I would suspect they deny the correct doctrine there too.
Yeah, well, you know, I not.
And most cult researchers absolutely agree with that. They class them as a cult.
Okay, well, regardless of what they obtain their views from, I think they actually ought to go and study with these people to find out exactly what it is that they teach, because number one, he teaches that Jesus is Lord and Savior of our life, that he is God. He does not deny the Trinity.
That's not true.
If do a little bit of research, I'm quite sure that you
will. I'll have it for you in a few minutes.
Dave has the research on the cults, and we need to understand that the documentation that he has is very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Walter Martin also, the late Dr. Walter Martin, I might add, has also written voluminously on them and has categorized them as a cult, no doubt about it. Many of the things, and we would just recommend that you would get some of Dr. Walter Martin's documentation and study it for yourself. Are you aware of Dr. Walter Martin?
No, I'm not familiar with him,
okay.
But, you know, I'm not so close-minded that I can't accept anything that he is willing to say.
Right, and that's all we would ask you to do, to be on the safe side for yourself. And we thank you for calling.
All right.
I do have one comment on that. Dr. Weirwill wrote a book that was entitled Jesus Christ is Not God, so you can't get much clearer than that.
Okay, he wrote a book with that title?
I believe that's the name of it, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. But, Dave, what are some of the things that Christians need to know in order to witness? How can we witness effectively to the Jehovah Witnesses?
That's quite a question, but I'd like to stress, first of all, before getting into doctrine, that we need to love them. It's important to give our Christian testimony to show that God lives within us, which is not the case with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We need to be familiar with their beliefs, and that requires a little bit of study. That's kind of a bad word for some people. It's going to take a little time. We're going to have to learn basic Christian doctrine ourselves, mm-hmm. and how to defend it.
You know, and that's very interesting that you say basic Christian doctrine. A lot of people, I hear a lot of talk today about advanced teaching, and many people want to get into advanced teaching without knowing the basics. Yet the very areas you're saying that the Jehovah Witnesses will hit us on are those basic doctrines. By basic doctrines, go over a few of those again, basic doctrines of the faith that we need to know.
Who was Jesus would be the primary question. Here, our name is Christians, means little Christ, and we ought to have a correct view of Jesus, that he was God in the flesh, God, the second person of the Trinity. We should know exactly that he was resurrected physically, not spiritually, as they teach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We should know that he's coming again, literally. And that's just doctrine of Christ, called Christology.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to understand salvation by grace alone, through faith, not by any works, according to Ephesians 2:8, 8 and 9. And we should understand a little bit about the Trinity, that there are three persons in the Godhead. They're all eternal, they're all equal in essence, power, and glory. And we ought to know some good verses, which we can get to later, to defend that position or those positions.
All right, very good. And you know, I wanted to ask you that question because there's so many Christians that think that they can talk to Jehovah's Witnesses without doing any study and without having any knowledge. And I find that in many cases that people are ill-prepared to defend Christianity because of their lack of preparation. And many people don't know, many Christians don't know that it does require, you know, the scripture tells us to study to show ourselves approved as workmen unto God that need not be ashamed. But it seems that many of us take that loosely. And so the real exhortation, I guess, one would be, is to study, is what you're saying.
Yeah, individual study, there's a lot of popular books. For instance, Josh McDowell, if you picked up his book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, gives you a whole slew of different arguments and information about Christian doctrine and apologetics, which means defense of the faith.
All right, very good. 838-0370, the number to call. Pastor Moss with Dave Armstrong from the Christian Worldview Association, and we are talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses tonight. Please call us if you can. Both of our lines are full. We're going to see if we can't get them empty by getting some more questions to Dave. Also, if you're having trouble getting on the air, call 272-4200. Our off-the-air counselors are there, and they can take your questions, and we'll refer them to Dave. You're on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Yes. Good afternoon. God bless you and Mr. Armstrong, Brother Armstrong.
Thank you.
I was just listening to your conversation tonight. First thing I want to say, I'm really surprised, especially at you, as long as I've known you, Brother Mr. Glover Moss, you and Sister Moss. You know, there's a scripture also in the Bible that says that the wheat and the tare go up together. We have no business trying to sit and decide and say who's this and who's that. We even have a song that says there's plenty of room in our Father's kingdom for us all. God will do the separating. No book in the world can I do God and His word. And I think that's a real wrong to do, because I'm a Baptist. First of all, I'm a Christian. And sometimes common sense, most times, common sense is better than any book that you can find. And you, I just don't understand why, I don't understand why Reverend Bobo even had such traces that be on.
Well,
trying to condemn the Catholic people. Bobo be able to go somewhere and get on your knees and pray to God, because you need it.
Well, first of all, I accept your comments. Will you listen to mine? Are you willing to listen? Are you still there? All right. Well, that happens. People get angry.
She wasn't ready for an answer.
No, she wasn't. And, of course, we have said nothing about or against the Catholics at all.
We are
talking about Jehovah's Witnesses, and I think we're doing it in a very loving spirit. We haven't railed or called any names. And, unfortunately, many of us do not understand what the Bible is really saying. First of all, she quoted the scripture or interpreted it inaccurately about the wheat and the tares. That was concerning the world. If we look at 1 Corinthians 5, we find that Paul gives us clear instructions that we are to judge those who are within the church. And so there is judgment that can be applied. So the wheat and the tares growing together, they should not be growing together in the church when there are those who are representing themselves as Christians, and they're not, then we need to say something. And we have a number of scriptures where Paul defended the truth. If error was being taught, he said it was error. Never in the Word of God do you see the apostles running away from confrontation with error. They did it in a loving manner, but the scripture says that the truth shall set you free. And I think that's one of the problems that we have, is that many do not feel that we should stand up for the truth. What do you think about that, Dave? That troubles me, that the caller, and of course it doesn't sway me because I know what the Bible tells us to do, but there are many who share her view, that as Christians we should just not say anything about error. Was that the way Jesus was?
Not at all. Jesus made very clear distinctions he talked a lot about hell, as he mentioned earlier, that if people didn't accept his work on the cross, that they would go to hell. It's terrible to say that in this day and age, but this is the teaching, clear teaching of Jesus Christ. And it's not unloving to point out error. In fact, it's probably the most loving thing that could be done. If you're saving someone's eternal soul as a result of it. I think it's a false dichotomy between, people think that if you disagree with someone or contend with them in the right fashion, that therefore you're not loving them. And that's